Case number 10544, Virgil Bain, west of Road 371, 2100 feet south of Road 370. A special use exception to place a manufactured home on a medical hardship basis and to place a manufactured home for storage purposes.
Your name and address.
Virgil Bain, 34908 Bennett Road, Franklin, Delaware.
All right, you swear affirm the testimony you're about to give should be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
I do. Thank you. Well, my case is pretty simple. Me and my sister live on the same property. It was gave to our parents, from our parents, about 20 years ago. And we both live in a mobile home. It was three of them. And she wanted to move into my dad's mobile home. We wanted to take hers off the property, basically, because his was in better shape, and she had it renovated somewhat on the inside. Now, I just had a large mound built, and it's all legal for both of us to attach into. And I had a new well built for myself, and I got all the paperwork for that, and a letter of hardship.
Mr. Bain, how come this is, I assume that it was approved probably for 5 years at a time. How come?
Well, I just moved down here about 8 years ago, and so that's her fault where she ain't been keeping up with it, whatever. I just learned all about this about 3 months ago, basically.
Okay. So you do understand now that if this is to be approved, the maximum time can be for 5 years?
Yes.
2 years, I'm sorry.
2 years at a time.
And before the 2 years ends, you have to come back to the office to get an approval by the director, which costs you no additional money.
Mm-hmm.
But should you let that 2 years pass by, then you would have to come back before this board.
Yes.
It would be whatever the fee is at the time. What's going on with the travel trailers?
Oh, I had a guy that was calling himself trying to redo them. So I had two there. I got one guy was staying in one, and they told me I had to move one to get it off the property. I didn't have but two. So that's been taken care of.
No one was living in those?
No, this guy living in one, but I had three campers on the property. And the mound was even set up big enough in case I needed to add anything else on it. I have a design where it's designed for even to hold two more campers if necessary.
Yeah, well, you understand that the campers aren't allowed to be there for people to live in those campers.
Neither one of them?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Mm-mm.
No, the purpose is in Sussex County on any parcel, you can only, any parcel in an AR1 or general residential zoning, you can only have one dwelling, one single family dwelling. The hardship would allow the individual for which the hardship is granted for. Who is it that has, is the amputee?
My sister, Rose.
Okay. All right. And so you live in the primary
yes.
home. In the event that your sister would no longer live there, then that also would have to be removed.
Right.
Okay. Mm-hmm. It's not like for whatever reason, if she were to move out, if this was approved and she were to move out of that mobile, you couldn't rent it, you couldn't have someone else live there. It would
right.
have to be removed. And, so you know, only one single-family dwelling with this exception.
Okay.
But there is a third one on there that you want to use as storage, is that?
Yeah, that was initial plan, yes.
Is that still the plan?
Yes.
Okay, so your sister's in one, you're in the other, and you want to use the vacant one as storage?
Yeah. Excuse me.
What's inside that one?
Half of my tools. I need a shed.
How about bathrooms, kitchens, that sort of stuff?
Yeah, it is still in there. But, I mean, it's not hooked up or anything.
Okay, it's all unhooked?
Oh, it's unhooked, yes.
And according to the inspector that did the report in October, at least one of the campers had to be removed Have you removed one of them?
Yes.
Okay, now you understand that even though there's some campers permitted, nobody can live in those. You got your septic certification from Denver?
Yes, yes.
Has that, did the office have a copy of that?
I believe they do, but let me just make sure we have that. Okay, this is the permit. Do you have a final completion of the septic? A final completion? We'll need a form from Denrec. It says that they come out, did a final inspection on it and completion of it.
Okay, well, the guy that did it there, I thought he had it for me.
He might have it, but you have to get that from him. It'll be a red stamp copy. I'll say it's they did a completion inspection, and then, you know, we'll be able to follow up on all that.
Which one of these have you moved?
No.
That one's gone?
You can go right to the Water Resources office, and if they can get a copy of that for you, and bring it in tomorrow, send it in to us tomorrow morning.
Mm-hmm. Sir, is this one in the tool shed? Are you going to move that one too?
I can move that one.
That one there?
Yes.
Okay. Which one is your tool shed?
Big
one.
Yeah.
Okay, you're keeping this one.
Yeah, but sorry.
Okay, you're keeping this one and getting rid of this one?
Yes.
Okay.
Mr. Bain, let me suggest to you that if this is approved and the county finds that there are people living could jeopardize your sister's situation.
Yes.
In the future. So I just wanted to make that clear.
Look at these here. Now, which one do you live in?
Right there.
And this one you're going to keep for tools?
No.
That's the one with the sister. I want to take that one off the property. I want to put tools in his camp.
Okay, well, what's this one going to happen? You're going to keep it?
Uh-uh.
It's going to go, and you're going to bring another one in?
No, that one's already there. The third one, the only way you're going to fix it, is it's sitting on the same property. It's sitting in the middle of the driveway. That's the one that my dad was there.
Okay. But you're going to get rid of that?
I'm going to get rid of one season. That's that one.
Yeah, okay. That's the one that's going to go.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, is there any further questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe? Mr. Wilson? Mr. Esther?
No.
Mr. Mills? Hearing no further questions? Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to move we take case number 10,544 under advisement.
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Hudson and a second by Mr. Mills that we take case number 10,544 under advisement. All those in favor of the motion? Signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried. Case number 10,544 has been taken under advisement. Sir, what that means is that your case tonight has been taken under advisement. There may be a decision made here later on this evening. You could stay if you would like, or you may call the office in the morning after 9 o'clock. Okay? Good. All right, sir. Thank you.
Case number